North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you want to end real estate taxes in Ohio, make sure you download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 1055 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri, Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network's 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. If you just joined us, pointed out some of the glaring conflicts of interest with this delegate, this Sean Fluharty character. And important questions that have to be asked. And, of course, they were not asked in this puff piece slobbering all over him by billionaire Bob, the publisher of the newspaper. 17 paragraphs on Sean Fluharty talking in Canada. Honestly, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. But that's how much billionaire Bob hates Donald Trump. Anyone who hates Trump gets really, really good coverage in his failed newspapers, the Wheeling Unintelligencer and the others. Something is going to be happening on Saturday. Saturday is Flag Day. Saturday is also the birthday of our president. Donald Trump's birthday is on Saturday, Flag Day. And Flag Day, Donald Trump's birthday, is the day chosen by the radical left to have demonstrations in different blue pockets, different cities throughout the United States, condemning Trump, condemning his efforts to secure our border and to deport illegals, and anything else that Trump is doing there against it. And it's called, I think it's called No King's Day, where supposedly Trump is a king and people are going to be demonstrating, oh, we don't want any kings and all that. I mean, it's just the same typical leftist crap that you just, you just shake your head and go, oh my God, what's wrong with these people? And you know that the legacy media, which we don't believe and which we hate, is going to be covering this thing, giving it slobbering coverage. And my sources tell me there's actually a group, and I suspect I know which group this is. I suspect it's that ragtag group of miserable Marxist misfits who are going to be at the forefront here trying to make it seem as if anybody gives a rat's ass about what they believe in with their hardcore leftist stuff like burning down Los Angeles and Chicago and whatever else they're doing these days. Anyway, long story short, my prediction is that the local useless media, which includes billionaire Bob's failed newspapers, as well as channels 7 and 9, will give this little group of ragtag Marxist misfits unreal coverage, slobbering coverage, TV cameras, videos, pictures, slideshows, on and on and on, long stories about, oh, how terrible Trump is and how terrible Elon Musk is and this, that, and the other, and on and on and on. We can't have any kings here in America and all that. All of this is leftist propaganda. And you know who's funding a lot of this, this no kings thing or whatever the kings thing is on Saturday the 14th? An heiress to the Walmart fortune. There's a woman, I forget her name now, blonde, who was worth God knows how many billions of dollars. It's all Walmart money. She inherited it. And presumably, although I don't know this as a fact, presumably owns a lot of Walmart stock. Well, Donald Trump went after Walmart because Walmart seems to be, I don't say in bed with the Communist Party. I don't want to say that, but certainly has a very close relationship with the communist government of China. And there was a big blow up on social media, on X Twitter, about Trump saying to Walmart, don't raise prices just because we're adding tariffs now to China. And so the general consensus seems to be, and certainly I am no expert on this subject, but the general consensus seems to be, based on what I've read on X Twitter from a number of different sources, is that this Walmart heiress, who is worth apparently billions of dollars, is another Trump hater, and Trump is costing her money because, supposedly, her stock position is being impacted with these tariffs that Trump has now installed against China. And apparently Walmart gets lots of its products from China. So understand what's going to happen on Saturday. You're going to have this Walmart millionaires, or billionaires, I guess, financing this No Kings campaign across the country. And it's typically, you know, in hardcore leftist pockets in dying cities, including Wheeling. And it's the same gang. That's always the same gang of people. It's always the same gang. And my prediction is that the local media, which all hate Trump because they hate you, they hate what you stand for, 7 and 9, and especially billionaire Bob's failed newspapers, including the Wheeling Unintelligencer, are going to give this incredible coverage. Like this, the most important story in the history of stories. Long video stories, long video pieces, lots of pictures, slideshows, very, very long stories, 15, 20, 30 paragraphs. God only knows what they're going to do. But that's my prediction, what's going to happen Saturday with the local media. Frankly, I hope I'm wrong. Nothing would make me happier Monday than to come on and say, hey, looks like I talked them out of it, or whatever. You know, they didn't do it for whatever the reason. Nothing would make me happier. My guess is that that's what they're going to do, though. There's going to be slobbering coverage every which way you can imagine, showing these miserable Marxist misfits, showing them as if they're rational, calm, reasonable people, which they aren't. They hate Trump. They hate everything connected with him. And the local media will share this with you Saturday evening and Sunday and Monday and present it to you as if this is a legitimate news story by people who have an honest disagreement with the president regarding policy. It's not what it is. These are Trump haters, pure and clear. Anything that Trump does, they hate, because they hate him, because these people have Trump derangement syndrome. And the media is going to be more than happy to play it up every which way imaginable. Again, I hope I'm wrong. And I will admit on Monday that if they didn't do this, then hey, I was wrong. Glad that I was wrong. But knowing these people as well as I do, I think the odds are really, really, really good that that's what's going to happen. And again, it's on Flag Day, which is Donald Trump's birthday. And there's no Kings thing. You tie it directly to Walmart. Yeah. Walmart, that heiress. It's absolutely unbelievable. Hey, there was an interesting hearing that went on in the Senate, I think yesterday. Dr. Peter McCullough finally gets to reveal the truth about, about the vaccines and all that during his testimony. So let me play this for you. I hope this thing works right now. Let's see. Hold on.
And do you have any science to back up your opinion?
The best data are autopsies. So in the largest autopsy series published to date, I know because I'm the senior author. Of all the deaths we examined, and we re-reviewed them, we had an adjudication committee, we had ways of arbitration, deciding on did the vaccine cause death. The answer is, of these cases that came in for autopsy after vaccination, 73.9% of individuals it was determined that the vaccine was the cause of death. First author is Holscher and colleagues. He's sitting right behind me.
Isn't it amazing that the local media did not cover that? Isn't that just absolutely amazing to you? It's amazing to me. Give me 1 second here because I've got another one that I want to share with you. This is Joe Rogan talking with a doctor from Austin who was really one of the lead people warning us about the plandemic.
There's actually a lawsuit today that's first jury trial in the country over these hospital protocols where they had a young woman with Down syndrome. They basically euthanized her. They gave her a DNR order, even though she didn't have one. And the father has just been wonderful. It's a Shara family.
Why did they do that? They euthanized her for what?
I've seen this. I have reviewed records from these hospital patients, and they'll euthanize them. They need the bed. They say, well, they're going to die anyway.
What was this person in the hospital for?
COVID protocol. So,
So they were in the hospital with COVID and they gave them something to kill them?
Yeah. That happened all... I'm sorry, but... that happened. People, they give them morphine and insulin.
Yeah. That's common?
Yeah. I've reviewed charts. In this situation, they gave her a DNR, which is do not resuscitate. Meaning if they look like they're dying, you don't do anything, which that was not the case. So they're suing for battery, which is one way of getting around the PREP Act, because the PREP Act is very hard to penetrate. The PREP Act protects everybody, all the doctors, all the hospitals, from any wrongdoing during COVID. So it's been this big challenge trying to get around the PREP Act. And this case has hope of getting around the PREP Act because they're charging for battery and they're in trial. It started today. It's in Wisconsin. So that gives me hope.
Gee, I wonder why the local media didn't cover that story either. Download the River Network app. Dimitri's all you've got. Who else is going to give you this information? Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 1055. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Now, Thursdays and Fridays, you can hear encore presentations on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and click Big Willie.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.